You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined with Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis is off for this week with the family. I think he's up in Maine, right, Matt?
Pretty sure. I think he's enjoying that winter wonderland as we speak.
And with that being said, Matt and I are ready to bring you a lot of good content on today's show, as we tried to do for the last 10, 12 years on these on this radio station. So the last few weeks we've talked about, since the beginning of January, really, we've really tried to go through, let everyone and educate everyone on the difference between just having a portfolio and having a true financial plan. And it sounds like an easy statement, but if when you dig into the details and you look at what a lot of folks have, and I bet a lot of you listening right now, you have a portfolio. You have someone who manages it. You have a team, or you pick mutual funds. And even if you pick them yourselves, chances are you've made good money the last few years because the market's gone up. So everyone's a professional now at managing money. If you look at all the other areas that come into retirement planning, if that's all you have is a portfolio, trust me when I say you're missing the boat. If you're not looking at an income strategy, Social Security strategy, pension decisions, if you're not looking at healthcare strategies, if you're not looking at estate planning strategies, last week we talked about irrevocable trusts, regular trusts, life insurance trusts, all these other areas. And the big one we've been talking about, we're gonna start focusing on today, is tax planning. We heard an article, we saw it in Forbes, that recently stated, we're not all going to get COVID, but we're all going to pay for it. And that's ringing true to us. And I mean, think about it, it's just a math problem. As we have a really serious math problem when it comes to taxes and where they're going to go in the future. So with that being said, we're going to start dipping into this tax area. We build our clients an SHP retirement roadmap, which focuses on all these areas of retirement, not just the portfolio, but a portfolio plus all the other things that we discuss, from income, investments, taxes, healthcare, to legacy. That's a true plan, and that's what we want to make sure we educate you on. And Matt, I know I'm rambling here. I know you were away with your family for a week in Maine as well. Everything go well?
Everything is great. I'm telling you, it's especially, I should say, for my wife, who has been doing the homeschooling thing since basically last year, you know, as to when the schools got shut down. So she was happy because I was able to take the kids to on the slopes, and she had a couple days of sweet time all to herself, you know, with a mug of coffee or whatever it may be, to just to sit back and enjoy some silence. Perfect. Very happy. I think everyone had a great trip. The kids had a good trip, and you know, I certainly did. And as I mentioned, I think it was a nice break for her. Most important.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know, it's back to reality now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our schedule,
yeah,
is good.
Digging. Yeah, right. As I say, not digging out snow, just digging out of emails. But happy to be back, no matter what happens.
Well, over the next few weeks, we're gonna talk about three tax planning strategies that we believe could save you a fortune in retirement, right? I mean, there's probably more than that, Matt, but I feel, I mean, you know this more than anyone, being the CFP, but many years ago when you get your CFP designation, it really stressed looking at more than just a pile of investments, right? You can kind of take everyone through that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it, you know, it goes back to what you were mentioning about the, about sort of two true comprehensive financial planning. And meaning that even if, you know, even if you, me and Keith and everyone else here on the team were experts and, you know, never were always outperforming the market and we were always, you know, creating this extra wealth because of this move or that move. But if we weren't focusing on taxes, all we're doing is really just generating more money for Uncle Sam. You know, we're just generating more money for the IRS because of the fact that, hey, if we don't manage this in a tax efficient manner, you know, if we're not spending all of this time looking at the, you know, an individual's IRAs, because that's the other impact of it. Number one is, as I was saying, Derek, it's like, if we didn't do this, then we're missing the boat because we're costing our clients money. But also too, is the fact that I'm trying to think of how much, but I mean, think about how many people that come into our doors, you know, whether it's in Plymouth or Woburn or what have you, and their greatest amount of assets are in IRAs and 401ks. And, you know, that's how they save for retirement, which was a great plan and a great, great strategy. But they need to be aware that when they start to distribute money, when they start to withdraw money from these IRAs and 401ks, well, now what is the income tax situation going to be like? And, you know, as you referenced earlier to that Forbes article, well, you know, as is mentioned, not everyone's going to get COVID, but everyone's going to pay for it. And income taxes and understanding how changes to the income tax, as just to the one many of taxes, but and understanding how that works is going to have a direct impact on all of these IRAs and 401ks. So it's absolutely imperative that you understand it, as well as do everything you can to work with CPAs and to work with your clients to minimize the taxes that they have to pay and just to make everything more tax efficient.
Yeah, that's you're exactly right, Matt. That's what I want to stress. Your advisor or team or whoever you work with could be the best team for making money, and you could be maybe they can make you an extra 1% a year because they have this inside trading information that no one else has. And let's say that adds up to $100,000 in your lifetime. But we run tax planning strategies that can save hundreds of thousands of dollars. Obviously, each case is different, but I looked at a case example the other day. It was like $600,000 savings from doing tax planning. And here's why. Matt, we all know, and the listeners know, the deficit, right, in the U.S. is 27. It's not $27, not 27,000, not 270, not 27 million, not 27 billion. That's 27 trillion. And now Biden's talking about adding another 1.9. So we're going to be close to 30 trillion. So we have all this going on, right? We have a situation where we have lower tax revenue and higher expenses. So what are they going to do about that, right? And taxes are as low as they've been in the last 40 years, right? So we have all this perfect storm. So while everyone else is telling you to defer, we're telling you get ahead of this problem because it's a small window of opportunity that you can take advantage. And this to me is good news. There is a short window of opportunity to take advantage of some defensive tax planning strategies. And like I said, these strategies can save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we want to make this offer just for the listeners today. We want to show you how you could dramatically reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a complimentary retirement tax analysis. You can come to Plymouth, Woburn, Westboro, Braintree, Hyannis, or even a virtual meeting. And let me explain how this works. First, we'll get some basic information from you. Next, we'll determine the tax saving strategies that are best suited for your specific situation. And finally, we'll sit back down with you and share these strategies so that you can see exactly how much money you might be able to save in taxes in retirement. And as we mentioned, Matt, these tax savings could be pretty significant. And so if you're out there right now and you have a decent amount in 401ks or IRAs, all that money has never been taxed. All that money has to be taxed in the future. So if we see this tax train coming down on us, all the national debt, Medicare, Social Security underfunded, we can do two things. We can sit here and do nothing and take the train head on in a few years and deal with it the rest of our lives. Or we can be proactive and do real, true financial comprehensive planning and see what we can do to get ahead of this. So we have limited offers over the next couple of weeks to do the specific tax planning strategy. If you want to set a time, call right now. The number is 800-227 7777 to book this complimentary consultation. There's no charge. Offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Number again, 800-227-7777. You can also log in to shpfinancial.com, watch some good tax webinars, as well as book a virtual visit or a live visit right from there. After the break, we're going to come back and discuss more of these tax planning areas in further depth. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com.
This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial, here to talk to you about your grocery list. When most people go to the supermarket, they know the nutritional content and the cost of the items they put in their cart. My two favorites are ice cream and ribeye, but living on ice cream alone would be pretty risky for my health, and living on ribeye would be pretty tough on my wallet. That's why we make informed decisions and limit foods that won't put our health or budget at risk. But when it comes to investments, most people couldn't tell you which ones are risky or if they are paying extra hidden fees. So if you'd like to know the real risk level and fees of your investments, give SHP Financial a call at 800-227-7777. You may be surprised to find out how much in fees you're actually paying. What would potentially saving thousands of dollars mean to you? Let SHP put your financial shopping cart in order. Call now, 800-227-7777, for a complimentary risk and fee analysis. That's 800-227-7777 or online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, we're back. It's Matthew Peck and Derek Gregoire here from SHP Financial and the SHP Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. And we've been talking for the last several months now, two and a half months or so. We're resetting the stage and really saying, all right, how do we best educate all the listeners to really walk through true financial planning, not be here to sell an annuity, not be here to sell a financial plan, but incorporate the entire process of financial planning. And we talked, most firms, and not all of them, there are some really good firms out there, and there are some good firms that don't do everything. But a lot of firms just focus on investments, and that's the only thing they care about. But there's so much more to retirement than that, from income to investments to taxes to healthcare to legacy. So why would you want just an investment plan if you can have that plus all the other things that are necessary that probably keep you up at night, especially if you have IRA and 401k accounts? And so I was looking on Investopedia, and one of the things it talked about was tax planning. And that's what we've been talking on today's show, especially if you own 401ks and IRAs. It says tax planning should be an essential part of an individual investor's financial plan. Tax planning is the analysis of a financial situation or plan to ensure that all elements work together to allow you to pay the lowest taxes possible. And the next quote I had here was from Ed Slott. He's at the Wall Street Journal. He's been on PBS, and he said, the accounts that are most in trouble are those retirement accounts, tax deferred accounts, 401ks, 403bs, and IRAs. They're on the chopping block. Why? Because that money has not yet been taxed. It's like a sitting duck for Congress. And that's why we, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about three strategies that could help you save a fortune in retirement. And I'm going to list them quickly, and we'll go through them in the future. Number one, understanding the difference between tax preparation versus tax planning. Tax preparation, looking, you know, backwards. Hey, what did we do last year? You know, how much do we owe? Tax planning is looking through the windshield, not the rearview mirror. Number two, have a withdrawal strategy for your IRA, 401k, and other retirement accounts. That's crucial because you have to know what to take from when, what accounts to draw from at what time, and what the impact of tax rates will be on your overall situation. Number three, whether or not to take advantage of Roth conversions. So those are three strategies that we've been discussing, Matt. And I mean, we're going to try to set the stage for the next couple of weeks, but these are things that it's not like we have an unlimited window to just, you know, we'll get to that down the road when things change in my life or when my income's lower, then it makes sense. Because by the time your income becomes lower, Matt, tax rates could be a lot higher.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, that's what I was saying at the initial segment about how so many of our clients, and I'm sure people across America, their retirement savings are within IRAs and 401ks. I mean, that's what they were told to do ever since the 1970s. And as the pensions went away, all of those contributions went into 401ks and IRAs. And all that does is sort of create a very large nest egg. And it's something to take advantage of. It's not to say it's a bad strategy way back when, but it just leaves a big hole in the plan. You know, it leaves a big hole in the portfolio to say, okay, I've been able to grow it and I've been able to make contributions to it, but now how do I withdraw it? And now I'm about to withdraw it during a time that, as you were saying, the debt is you know, $27 trillion, whatever that may be. So, I mean, one quick thing just to add to it, that's why people are often saying that. And the baby boomers are sort of always in this, interesting situation, but, you know, always being sort of being the first this and first that, but they truly are retiring during a very difficult time, because of where the market is right now at an all-time high and where taxes might be after all of that spending. And does that make sense?
100%. And I think what people are used to, Matt, is if you look at, think of like the average person that thinks about taxes, right? Think about the average person who thinks about taxes in general, right? Most Americans simply prepare and file their taxes every year on April 15th with their accountant or CPA. And if you think about that, you might be able to make a handful of deductions there that could save you a few bucks. But at this point, what's done is done. And at that point, you're just reporting history, right? But if you really want to save money in taxes in retirement, this is especially in today's world, especially with all the things we mentioned in terms, you know, there's less money coming in, more money going out. When you have less revenue and more expenses, you got to figure out a way to how to, it's a math problem. It's a simple math problem. You have a deficit close to $30 trillion. So what is there left to do? And so to me, you have to look forward. Not, instead of looking backwards at history and saying, hey, we'll take a couple of deductions here and there. You have to look forward through the windshield, not through the rearview mirror, looking forward. And this is called tax planning. And that's one of the things, you know, if you think you go to your CPA every year and they do the taxes, and there's some really good CPAs who do a lot of tax planning, but many just do tax preparation. And whatever situation you're in, we want to make sure that you're getting true tax planning, looking at all the opportunities, Matt. And we can take a recent example of a woman we work with. We were just dealing with multiple attorneys on this recently. Think about how much tax planning was done for that one specific client.
No, it's so true. And what I was going to say too about looking forward, right? And so I know we have, you know, about 3 minutes left in the segment, but yep. So how do we look forward, right? Well, one great way is looking in the past. And so here are the top marginal federal income tax rates, federal individual income tax rates. And so, you know, back in 1944, 1945, the top tax rate reached its highest level ever at 94%. So literally everyone that was earning, you know, dollars over into that tax bracket, 94 cents of that extra earnings was going towards taxes. And then if you broaden it out even further, for the next three decades, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, the top federal income tax rate never dipped below 70%.
Think about that.
Right. I mean, 70, we're talking... 70. Right. That was for close to 40 to 50 years. Now, this is all from the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center statistics. But this is decades that the top bracket is over 70%. And so now will everyone get caught up in the storm? Not necessarily, but it just shows what levels are possible if we look to history.
It's amazing, Matt. You're exactly right. And that's when you look to history and you think of you're in a deal. When you have an IRA, a 401k, you literally have a business partner, and that business partner is Uncle Sam, right? And so right now, they're telling you, here's where the tax rates are. But in the future, when you go to withdraw this money, they're not telling you what those rates are. And so if it's for me, if it's me and I'm looking at that scenario, do I want to pay taxes when I know they're going to be at a certain rate? And if I think they're going to go up down the road, or do I want to wait for my business partners to say, hey, and you know what? I want to own 40% of your company, not 20% of your company. And we have no control over that down the road. So what I highly, highly recommend, you know, this is what I think what makes SHP different. And again, we're not all things to all people. We try to do the best we can. This is one of the areas we focus a lot of attention on because we know where tax rates are. It's an area that we can try to control as much as possible so you're not getting slammed in retirement. But again, we have a short window of opportunity right now to take advantage of some defensive tax planning strategies. So we have a deadly combination of lower revenues, higher expenses. When you add our national skyrocketing debt, we have this perfect storm of events. And now the only way out is to dramatically raise people's taxes. And not just for the wealthy, but in my opinion, for all hardworking Americans. So take advantage of this tax defensive planning session now. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Call now. We have a limited amount of availability to do this over the next couple of weeks. 800-227-7777. Once again, that's 800-227-7777. And you can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we'll be back to discuss our final couple takeaways and leave you with our last thoughts on today's show. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Today, I could tell you how we can help you create a lifetime income stream or help you minimize your taxes in retirement, but I won't. Hey, Matt Peck here, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. And I want to talk today about some other really important things like trust, confidence, and relationships. These three things are important because your retirement should be about more than just money. It should be about the people and things that are most important to you. At SHP Financial, we cherish the relationships we've built with our clients. And over time, we have earned their trust through the confidence they have in our custom retirement roadmap process that helps them achieve their retirement and lifestyle goals. We're equally proud that over time, these strong relationships have turned into lifelong friendships. If you want to have a conversation about you retiring to something, not from something, a real conversation, please accept my invitation for your own complimentary retirement roadmap discussion. To schedule yours, call 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back. And we've talked on this show about the five, we always talk about the importance of a five-step retirement plan, not just focusing all your efforts, on just investments in stock markets and bonds and annuities. We handle a lot of that. We handle all that here as well for the clients that we serve. But retirement planning is so much more than that. And we, over the last couple of months, we've gone into full detail around the five steps around our process. We've gone into income planning, Social Security planning, expense budgeting, all the other things that you want to think about there. We've gone to estate planning, ILIP planning for irrevocable trust and life insurance, and all the factors that come into that area. This show, we're talking specifically on tax planning. If you missed any of our previous shows, you can always go, however you listen to your podcast, you can type in SHP Financial and you can find our, you know, all of our past shows there, or you can go to our website, which is shpfinancial.com to get your information there as well. So when it comes to taxes, right, we've talked about the importance of looking ahead, seeing what's on the horizon and making some educated decisions of what we see is a math problem. It's a math problem of having less money coming in than the country needs and having more expenses and debt that the country has to pay off at some point in some level. And how do we address that? We think taxes are going up. So we want to leave you with a couple of ideas, final takeaways from today's show. So Matt, did you have any final closing thoughts here?
Well, I mean, it might be a little self-serving, Derek, but just wanted to really, you know, main takeaway is for all of our listeners, whether on the radio or on podcasts, as you mentioned, to really stay tuned. I mean, we talked last segment about the Bhopal history. And, you know, the reason why the 1940s had, or mid to late 1940s had such a high top income tax bracket was because of World War II. And okay, if I draw a connection between the money that was spent to defeat Nazis and win World War II with the money that was spent to combat COVID and the economic war and the healthcare war that we just fought, then okay, higher taxes are going to be needed to pay for this. Now, whether it's capital gains or income tax, or I don't know. No one knows exactly, although there's certain things that are legislated or certain things have been proposed, and we'll see if they become law. But all in all, somebody has got to pay. And taxes will have to get increased unless we just want to live with a debt that's going to go even higher than what it is already. So be proactive, get informed. I mean, over the next couple of weeks, we're really going to talk about different strategies, but certainly, you know, coming in and talking to people on an individual basis never hurts, because even as much as we're going to be talking about these strategies over the next couple of weeks, you know, everyone's individual situation is unique. So taxes are coming, or being, you know, making sure that you have a plan for the most likely increase in taxes that are coming down the pike is just my main takeaway.
Now, I would say good points there. And especially if you're listening and you have a decent amount in IRA and 401ks, I mean, you should really schedule that personal one-on-one visit with our team. There's no cost to do so. We've been doing this since 2003. And right now, I feel like we have a perfect storm of events happening. And like you said, that could see massive tax increases around the corner. The first is we have obviously the government pumping trillions of dollars of economic stimulus to help Americans get back on their feet. We also talked about earlier, this is not free. Someone has to pay for it, right? And unfortunately, that's just the beginning of our problems, because the second issue is state and federal governments have lost a fortune in tax revenues. Think about it. When a business gets shut down or when someone loses a job, the government loses those tax revenues. At the same time, the government's spending trillions of dollars in stimulus and unemployment benefits. So now their expenses have dramatically increased. We've been talking about this the entire show. It's a deadly combination of lower taxes, lower revenues and higher expenses. And when you add this to our skyrocketing national debt, you have a perfect storm of events. And to me, the only way out for most people is to raise taxes, not just for the wealthy, but in my opinion, for all hardworking Americans. Good news is you do have a short window of opportunity to take advantage of some defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save hundreds of thousands of dollars. We don't know the situation, but that's why we need to sit down. So for those that want to look into that, we'll sit down, we'll get some basic information from you. Then we'll sit down with our team and determine the tax saving strategies that might be best suited for your specific situation. And then we'll share those strategies back with you so that you can see exactly how much money you might be able to save in taxes in retirement. And these savings could be significant. So I would recommend right now, we only have a couple seconds, but give us a call. We have a few appointments available over the next couple of weeks to schedule this tax review. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree, or you can do it virtually. The number is 800-227-7777. Once again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can also schedule a review right on shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.